Now back to our breaking news story. I told you we'd have to like shake up this show.
You did, and you were prophetic, it turns out.
Discovery that there are way more stars than we ever thought before. Using powerful instruments at the Keck Observatory in Hawaii, astronomers have detected faint light from red dwarfs in 8 massive elliptical galaxies between 50 million and 300 million light years away, tripling the number of stars estimated to be in the universe. Brendan Owens is on the line. We go now live to the Royal Observatory in London in Greenwich. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am great. So there's the discovery of 300 septillion stars as opposed
sextillion
as opposed to 100 sextillion. Does that give you an enormous headache or just give you just goosebumps everywhere?
That is a lot of zeros, a lot of zeros. But I think the most exciting thing about that is that we're not just 300% more stars. That's 300% more stars with possible planets around those stars. I think that's what really gets me going.
And does it mean that our perspective on the universe has been flawed in some way, that we missed this huge, 300% of matter out there?
It's actually that pretty much we haven't had the technology up
right
until now. So the Keck Observatory recently got a bit of an upgrade, so they can actually see such faint objects in other galaxies. It does help solve a few things, though, because we thought there should be more dark matter in these particular galaxies. So astronomers have this conundrum where we can't see some matter, and we need more of this stuff called dark matter. But by finding more of these stars, it takes that number down. So actually, it's helping solve one of the conundrums of astronomy.
So this goes directly to the dark matter issue, which determines whether the universe is expanding or collapsing. And so far, they've not been able to account for the dark matter. The presence of light matter, which is what stars are, makes us believe that there may be dark matter lurking about somewhere.
That's true. That's true. So we may think there's more dark matter in the universe than actually ordinary matter. So it's incredible that actually most of the material that we know in the universe is actually quite a small
right
amount. But with the red dwarfs, we're actually going to take that number down for dark matter, which is very good. So
Brendan,
it's helping solve that.
Can I just ask a little bit about your job? I mean, once you get above one sextillion number of stars, I'd kind of stop naming them. Do you have to name all these stars?
Well, literally, what I'm so familiar with now is our scientific notation, which is where we just put in the number of zeros. So it makes it very easy. We've gone from 10 to the 21 stars to 10 to the 24 stars. So we've added on those 3 more zeros. So we count the number of zeros and we can put them like that. So
10 to
we try not to make up more terms to confuse us.
10 to the 23?
From 10 to the 21 to 10 to the 24.
10 to the 24. So it's
10 to the 24.
So
probably
little
more than
Jimmy,
in
there's 10
names,
to the 24 stars up there, That's what you got to say now.
It's pretty incredible.
And excited, very excited, and a thrilled-sounding Brendan Owens from the Royal Observatory in London commenting on the discovery that there are 3 times as many stars out there as we thought, 10 to the 24 there in the universe. Brendan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And it means at least one classic is out of date.
Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick. But out by us, it's just 3,000 light years wide.
Even Monty Python got that one wrong.
Yeah, well, it was right at the time.
It was.
Yeah.
We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.